So this is the Moapa Town at Advisory Board, August 30th, 2022, 7 p.m. Call this meeting to order. If anyone would like to offer invocation, we can do that now. If not, I think we can move on. All right. How about the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
and roll call. Jamie Shakespeare.
Lola Egan.
Callie Wade.
Blake Stratton.
All right. Public comment. This period is devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. Nope. All right, item three, approval of the minutes for May 31st, 2022. I did not bring them, so I will, or it's attached on. Yeah.
So was this, that was in regards to the KV, 69 KV line, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From what I understand, they it did. They have done everything that we've asked them to do. They would even, they're even going to report back at some point, I believe. So.
May I make a motion to approve?
Motion to approve? Yeah. Motion
yes.
to approve?
Yeah.
Second.
All right, the approval for the agenda for August 30th, 2022, to hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
I vote we approve the agenda.
I'll second that. So we did 30. So informational items, discussion of community input with the finds and that will be continued on to the next meeting?
Yes, she will reschedule. I just have one informational item. The Commissioner Kirkpatrick and Commissioner Jim Gibson will be hosting the Never Forget 9/11 Memorial Celebration at the Government Center, along with a classic car show, and everyone's invited out to partake in the festivities. There will be free food, hot dogs, hamburgers, classic cars. Dulles Air Force Base will be doing a four-ship flyover. The Honor Guard will be there. There'll be some live performances, and everyone's welcome to come and celebrate.
Is this on the 11th?
This or? Is on 9/11. It starts at 9/11 a.m. at the Clark County Government Center. The car show starts at 10 a.m. The ceremony will feature the Honor Guard performances from Metro Nellis Air Force Base, surviving firefighter. There'll be some classic restored fire trucks there, also some classic restored Metro police cars, as well as some items from Ground Zero.
And that's, you would think all the commissioners would be in on that.
All the commissioners are invited. It's just hosted by Commissioner Patrick and Commissioner Jim Gibson at the office's partner to organize the event.
Okay.
But everyone's invited. So.
Right, right. If I was in those offices, I'd be like, put my name on there.
Agree.
Yeah. We'll just say Clark County.
There you go.
But yeah, please, it's going to be a great event. I'm pretty excited.
Awesome. Cool. Item six, planning and zoning, none. Seven, general business. One, to appoint Moapa Town Advisory Board designee Joss Jensen to the Moapa Valley Fire Protection District to complete the term vacated by Kirby May for the remainder of a two-year term ending 2/1/23 for possible action. Did Kirby recommend Josh? Do we know? Does anyone know? Do you know?
Nobody?
Hmm?
I called Josh and asked him.
Oh, you recommended him?
Yeah, cheap meal. It's got to be a CFI. Somebody wrapped up. And I thought Josh would probably be the best.
Cool. Well, if Josh has the backing of a fellow volunteerer, then...
Did he say yes, or you just nominated him?
Does it matter at this
point? We don't ask those questions.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of candidates.
As far as I know, you can say
okay. So for possible action, so...
I make the motion to...
Are you taking the motion next?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
To appoint Josh Jensen to the Mojave Valley Fire Protection District.
Second.
Awesome. Two, to review the FY 2022 budget request and take public input regarding suggestions for the 2024 budget request. Possible action.
Is it possible for us to ever get the county to spend our $89,000 that we have sitting for our parks and get a few of these things done?
Yeah, if you...
We ask every year. We got a list. Last year we made it simple and put the cheap stuff first.
And the list is prioritized?
Yes.
Yeah, it's prioritized. Okay. And it's we did the cheap stuff first because we were told that if an expensive stuff's there and at the top and you can't afford it, nothing gets done. So we put the easy stuff first, and it's not, and we have that park and rec money
yes.
that we pay for, and nothing happens.
So I will submit the list now with the Commissioner Kirkpatrick and the Parks and Rec Department head. In addition to your list, they're also prioritizing economic development request or ask. So if you want to include some of that as well, I can share that with them as well. I'm not certain on what the process looked like last year as far as what they did with the requests.
None of this has been done. And we have that extra money because we pay a special tax just for Moapa for our park.
Right.
And from what you told us last year where there was $89,000, so now there should be more. And we
yeah, know,
still
huh?
have nothing done.
I will do my best to communicate the frustration with them and see if we can get anything advanced, but as you know, I'm simply delivering.
I realize that, but if you could deliver the message back and let them know that I will be asking you to deliver that message back until we get something done.
Yes, ma'am.
Every time we have a town board meeting,
yes.
I'd appreciate it.
Yes.
But I have no problem sticking with the...
I say we just stay with the as is.
The list, unless somebody wants changes.
But the pool at the top would make more sense.
No, because they won't.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
Give parks and rec an
excuse. Indoor.
Indoor.
Yeah. Not just any kind of pool.
Give them a reason not to
Why
spend
not?
Their money. Yeah.
Does anybody mind if I add something to public works
yeah.
at the bottom there?
Sure, what would that add?
I think it would be nice to have some more barrier rails up around the Warm Springs loop. There is a lot of open holes up there and
but that would be that would come from NDOT though, right?
Not
or
through the
public
loop.
Works. You're
no,
saying
through
public
the loop.
Works.
Yeah.
I think the loop is county road.
It's county.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
That would.
Would
be
you, where would you like to put that on the list?
Under number one.
Under number one. Anywhere under number one.
Yeah. Let's. Can we put it as two and then move everything down consecutively? Is anybody else?
I have. No
have an issue with that. I don't know what that road's called. What is that road called, Jamie?
I think it's the Warm Springs.
Is it Warm Springs?
I think
it's called
all
Warm
the way around?
Springs.
Yeah, there's like two turn off Warm Springs,
yeah.
another turn off is
okay,
Warm,
so
Springs.
Warm Springs. Okay.
I think there's a third that says Warm Springs, isn't there? That's more Robbie's area.
Oh, yeah.
How has the access passed Davis's place been? Have you noticed? I don't drive that way very often.
It's improved. We've actually got people out, employees out there parking.
Oh, really? That's good.
We have a lot of residential.
Well, that's good.
Slowing people down. And I talked to county roads and it wasn't very near this line. Actually, that's speed limits.
Okay. Because I know several months ago I came through and it was like a challenge.
People on the road.
So Metro does have a better presence up there now.
Metro does, and also tribal police has a presence at night as well because they have the tree problem.
Super.
So we've got a lot of issues around the other part. So it's okay,
that's good because I know it's been an issue. So I know that every time I see certain constituents, they bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go, Aunt Larry. So I will tell them that there is more of a presence and that is.
Can Don tell me to anything that he needs?
Okay.
Maybe he has an issue. Maybe I'll take it directly
and
he can't.
Okay.
There's so much he can do right there with the property and the, you know. I think he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Adding people in there, so.
Cool.
All right. Oh, so can we make a motion to?
You could make a motion.
To what is it?
Approve.
Thank you. That's the word. Approve the
budget request
with the
addition
tonight. Thank you, Lola. with the addition of the Barry Rail Warm Springs Loop as number 2 under Public Works.
I will second that. Everyone will second
Thank
that.
Thank
you. Yeah. I mean, I think we got a good list. Really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same list as last year.
I know. But I think we did, I mean, we spent a lot of time on it last year, and I think we did a good job trying to get it prioritized and everything. So.
Let's just see what Will can do this year.
Yeah. You feel the weight?
It's very reasonable. Yeah. It's a reasonable list.
It is a reasonable list. That's the thing. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right. Item 8, comments by the general public. Mr. Robbie.
So Robert Shakespeare, Silhouette Water Authority. I'm assigned to the Warm Springs Natural Area. Here to introduce Linda Shapiro. She's going to tell you a little bit about our trail system and our public.
So our property will open to the general public on Tuesday. The only day that we will be closed will be on Monday. So we'll be open for the remainder of that time. We are going to be doing tours. This fall. We are going to be doing a combination tour with our property as well as the wildlife refuge across the street. So we're going to kind of piggyback on that. We've got some flyers over here because we do have Greenup that's coming up October 15th. So we're asking if anyone would like to come and join us for that Greenup. They are welcome to do so. On the flyer, there's a little QR code and you can scan that code. And then that's how you sign up for the Greenup. We are providing lunch to anyone that comes to help us with our Greenup of the property. I'm going to be doing tours after that, and then you will be able to go across the street to the wildlife refuge, and they will do a tour on that side. So it will be a rather full day if you'd like to come and join us, but we would love to invite everyone to come and visit the property once you do open.
What time does that start?
The event, it's going to start at 9, so the event itself goes like until from 9 to 1,
okay.
And then the tours will be immediately following that, and then of course lunch will be provided for the tours.
Thank you.
Is there any way to sign up besides your QR code?
You can always, I believe there's a phone number on there too, but they kind of go through Eventbrite to do that, but we can always provide my phone number.
If it's through Eventbrite, there should be an Eventbrite link without a QR code. Some of us don't use a smartphone.
I understand. I totally understand. Yeah. I'll be happy to provide my phone number. You're always welcome to call me, and I can switch you
up. Okay. I'll have to check.
But I will be out at the property as well, so if anyone comes to visit the property, I will be happy to take their name and phone number.
Are you there every day?
I will be, except for... because we open on Tuesday, so Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Robert will be there.
Uh-huh.
But from Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, I will be there. From 7 in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Does it shut at 3, or can people still go in?
We do shut the gate at 3.
Okay.
We it gets pretty warm, so normally if people come, especially this time of year, they usually come early, at least before 10 o'clock, because otherwise it does get really warm there.
And your name's Melissa, is that?
Linda.
Why did I hear Melissa? Dang, you might have trouble talking. I have trouble hearing.
It's not just me today.
Yeah. Okay, super.
Thank you.
Linda is our Warm Springs Natural Area.
What's that?
Linda is our Warm Springs Natural Area Maintenance Assistant.
Okay.
And I did bring, like I said, brochures and maps of the property, and then, of course, the flyer as well.
Great. Awesome. Whoa. Anyone else?
Nope.
Okay. All right, next meeting, September 27th, 2022. We are adjourned.
All right. 16
minutes.
Is that a record?